How long have you been here? All that you've been through? Here you're doing it again?
You know, I don't think it's hard to believe. In all honesty, I think a lot of other people are probably making it bigger than it really is. You know, to me, I just feel fortunate enough to be able to have another opportunity to play. You know, yeah, it's just amazing to believe that it's been 9 years that the WNBA has been around. You know, but for me to still be here playing, it's like no big deal to me because I feel like I'm still able to play. I'm still capable of playing. I still enjoy it. And, you know, already I'm having a lot more fun at the beginning of this training camp than I had all season long last year.
Right.
You know, I had to deal with a lot of personal things last season. You know, and I think any time you're dealing with that, it's hard to be able to come in here and focus on only basketball and not worry about everything else that's going on outside of basketball. And, you know, in all my years of playing basketball, I've been able to do that. And for whatever reason, last season, you know, things were a little different. And this has always been a way for me to come and relieve stress and tension and pressure and anger and anxiety and everything. And I wasn't able to do that last year. But, you know, and on top of that, I think just bringing in a lot of new players, new faces that we brought in, you know, I can see in these players already how hungry they are and the desire that they have to come in every day and work hard and want to win. And that was missing last season.
Without getting specific,
yeah.
Can you talk about, in general, what some of these problems were?
Yeah.
No, I can't. And, you know, I think everybody has, you know, different things that they deal with, and people handle them in different situations. And for me, I've always been the type of person that, you know, whatever's going on, I just deal with it the best way I know how, because that's just the kind of person I am. And the way I usually deal with it is to come to the gym and, you know, and take it out on my teammates or other teams or whatever. But I think because there was so much going on with me, I wasn't able to do that last year. And, you know, the beginning of training camp, I feel a lot better physically. My body feels good. And I'm just, you know, I'm excited about playing this game again.
Have you resolved them, and that's what the key area is? Have gone away?
You know, I don't think problems ever completely go away. But for the most part, I've dealt with them, and you know, and I'm able to. They're not on my mind anymore. I've dealt with them, and I'm able to move on from them. And I think that's why I'm able to come in here to training camp more relaxed and being able to focus strictly on basketball when I come to the gym.
Those problems make the ankle hurt a little bit more, the toe hurt a little bit more, that sort of thing.
You know, no, those problems didn't make those things hurt more, but, you know, on top of the personal things I had to deal with, you know, physically, last season my body every single day was aching. You know, if it wasn't my toes, my ankle, not my ankle, it was my shoulder, not my shoulder, it was my back, not my back, it was my head, something. You know, it seemed like every day there was something else, something new that I had to deal with. And I think any time you're dealing with all of those types of injuries, those nagging injuries on a day-to-day basis, it's going to take the fun out of the game. And, you know, I was just ready to come, practice, get through another day, and go home and not think about basketball again. And I've never done that before. And I do feel like I'm back to the old Cheryl. I'm back to enjoying the game once again. And I think that's a big key.
Did you part of the R word during any of this tournament? After last season, all the issues that you were going through. I know you're not. You're here and you're going forward. But what was that on your mind?
You know, I think there were days when I said, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. I didn't really say I'm going to retire, but, you know, I did think about just taking time off and maybe not playing. But, you know, one of my biggest keys to dealing with everything I deal with and still playing this game is that 7-year-old boy I have. You know, I talked to him and I said, you know, how would you feel if mommy didn't play basketball anymore? And, oh my gosh, it was like you would have thought I'd just beat him down. Because he just said, no, mom, you got to play basketball. And he enjoys what I do. And to be able to bring him out here and see how excited he gets about watching his mom play basketball and being around my teammates and, you know, and everybody else, you know, it makes me enjoy what I do even that much more.